Lions kick off the preseason tomorrow. Fact or fiction, Lions edition.
We might do one more of these, but hey, big game tomorrow night, right?
A huge game, massive.
All right, Jameson Williams, over 1,000 receiving yards.
Fiction. Here's the J-Mo hater. No, it's there are so many mouths to feed in this offense. I think he could double his total from a year ago, be an impactful piece. They only had 1,000-yard receiver last year. I don't think J-Mo gets to 1,000 this season.
Same thing. I think I go under because last year, 354 yards receiving. Even if he doubles it, he doesn't get to my anticipation of 800. There's only one football. And when we talk to coaches, it's the challenge right now is, yeah, we love the fact that we have all these weapons, but how do we feed so many players? And I just don't think he gets the opportunity to get over 1,000 yards.
All right. Aiden Hutchinson, 15-plus sacks.
This one's tough. So are we only going regular season?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 11.5 sacks last year. I do think the sack total goes up. Are we going 15.5? Like, because
half sacks would get you over.
15-plus. 15 or more.
Oh, 15 or more. So we're including
greater
15.
Than.
Greater than or equal to?
Oh, no. We're back to school. Which one is this?
Is this greater than or equal to? All right.
All right, come on.
Okay.
Answer the question.
Guys. I'm going under. I think he is going to be pushing for 15 sacks, but I think he's right 14.5. I'm not ready to say over on. I would love it. I'll celebrate it. I'll be happy to be wrong, but I think I'm going under.
So that's fiction for you. If they had added another pass rusher, I would be pounding the table saying fact. I do think he's well on his way. The pressure stats have to start leading to more sacks. That's the biggest indicator. I will say fact, 15 or more sacks.
Ooh. Jack Campbell leads the team in tackles.
Fiction. Alex Anzalone led him last year. He's still going to play the majority of the snaps there. I think Alex Anzalone leads the team in tackles, although Campbell will be more active.
Here's where we part ways.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I
wow.
say fact. 129 tackles. You're right. Alex Anzalone. Jack Campbell, quietly, under the radar, had 95 tackles as a rookie. I think his production goes up. I think his opportunity goes up. They put him in position to be making more plays. Alex Anzalone is still going to be right there, but I think Jack Campbell does lead the team in tackles in 2024.
Thank you, John, because this was the one that I put on here that am I reaching? And the fact that one of you guys actually thinks he will lead the team in tackles, okay, I guess I wasn't.
And people will probably say, oh, well, he's just been a Campbell fan the entire time. And I have been, but I think he was a little underappreciated last year.
Now, do you or Doug have more Campbell jerseys in your closet?
Oh, Doug.
Doug. Yeah, Doug loves him.
Yeah.
All right, Terrion Arnold leads all rookie cornerbacks in interceptions.
Yes. I think he's going to get the most opportunity. We're talking rookie corners. I'm not saying he leads the NFL. We're talking rookie cornerbacks. I think he does, and I think the first one comes in the first 2 weeks.
So he's going to start as a rookie corner. Not right. All rookie corners will start, which is a nod for him. Interceptions can be really fluky. If you're good at your job, you actually don't get the ball thrown to you.
Right.
But I think the fact that Carlton Davis is occupying one side may force the ball over to Terrion Arnold. I will say fact.
And the reason I say fact, they're going to test him early. They're going to test him often. What can he make that transition from college to the NFL?
Jared Goff, 10 or more interceptions.
Fact. Underrated story. Do I even need to?
I get it. So that's not fair. I'm just playing up for the bit.
I'll give him credit. None in the playoffs last year, which is a storyline no one really brought up. He was very good in the postseason. Last year, he threw more than 10 interceptions.
Yeah, 12.
And he's averaged 9 per season in a Lions uniform, 12 per game for his career. I will say he will have more than 10.
12 per season for his career, not 12 per game.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's okay.
That'd be a real hater opinion.
Words matter.
Yes.
I'm going to say under. In his career, 4 times he has thrown more than 10 interceptions. 4 times he has thrown less than 10 interceptions. Uh-huh. I think with the continued consistency of Ben Johnson, more weapons, running the ball more in many different ways, whether you're handing the ball to Montgomery or Gibbs or even Amon-Ra St. Brown or Jameson Williams, I think it's under.
It's a great line that you set, Tom. If that's 4-4.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this one a lot. All right. This one, he did it last year, but will he do it again with all the weapons? Amon-Ra St. Brown, 1,500 or more receiving yards.
Yes. I think he does. I think that drive is still there. There's no one that plays this game with more passion. That doesn't mean it translates to stats, but I think all those other weapons, while it will be spread around, opens things up more for Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's not the only target. He is one of many, but it opens things up for more yards after catch than he's had.
Fact. He did it by 15 yards last year, so this is tough, but he missed a game last year. And I feel like fully healthy Amon-Ra St. Brown, the lead dog in this offense, more than 150 targets. All the go-to situations will still be him. I'll say fact.
Well, if he doesn't get there, it won't be because of him.
Right.
It'll be because of this guy. But I'm going to go TDs with this guy. Sam Laporta, 12 or more touchdowns.
Fiction. This is fickle. Touchdowns can be incredibly fickle. You could be a great player and not score 12 touchdowns in a season. Want to know how I know that? Travis Kelce has done it one time in his career. So this is not Sam Laporta hate, but this is fiction.
Travis Kelce has done it three times in his career.
What?
He did it with 10. Oh no, sorry, over 12. He has done
10 and 12. Big difference on this number.
Yeah, yeah.
12's pretty good.
And so here's where I was using the 10. Simply because that's what Sam Laporta had last year. Can he match that? I think he can. I don't know that he will, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to have a better season. Like you mentioned, touchdowns, especially for a tight end, can be a little bit fickle, especially with so many different weapons. Travis Kelce has gone double digits. My bad.
Three times.
He has hit 12 once. I think Sam Laporta will be a huge weapon in the red zone. That's an area where I want to see this team be much more effective. They will continue to use him, but I don't necessarily know that that translates into touchdowns, so I'm going to go fiction.
All right, one that's not on the list, but John encouraged me to do it. Jake Bates will make a 60-plus yard field goal during the regular season.
Fact. He's their kicker as of right now. He can make 60-yarders. They play most of the games indoors. Will they attempt a 60-yarder?
That's the question. Will they attempt one? It have to be end of half. I think I'm going to go fiction because I don't know that he's going to be the kicker for the entirety of the season. I hope he is. I hope he gets the opportunity. If he does, are the odds that he makes it? Sure. I just don't think it even presents itself this year. So I'm going to go fiction.
Last one, or second to last one here, and I believe if you guys say fact, you might as well print the 17-0 t-shirts, okay?
Oh, boy.
Jahmyr Gibbs will have over 2,000 all-purpose yards.
Oh, wow.
So you're going over 2,000 for him, over 1,500 for Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Well, that's where you got to weigh this all together.
Right, and so I said fact for that one. I'm going to say fiction for this one. He had, you know, what? 1250 last year,
yes.
Give or take.
Yes. I think 1261.
I just don't see that production going up that much this year.
So St. Brown said he thinks he could be a 1,000-yard receiver and a 1,000-yard rusher. That's where you get this question, I'm assuming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year, last 10 games, he averaged 80 all-purpose yards per game. Over a full season, it's about 1,500 yards. They still have David Montgomery. I'm going to say fiction.
I think I have to, too, but if he pulls a Marshall Faulk, we're in for one of the greatest things that's ever happened in our Detroit sports town.
I think rushing, he's over 1,000 yards. I think receiving, that's where I don't know that he gets to make up the difference.
1,600-yard season and still be one of the best backs in football? Sure.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, we're going to revisit this and probably do it again the week leading up to the season because things can change here.
Yeah.
But right now, will the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl?
I got to go first on this?
Mm-hmm. Do you love them or do you hate them?
Has anybody said this yet on this station? The Detroit Lions will win the Super Bowl.
Maybe I walked up to that line because I said 14 wins in the regular season. They get the number one overall seed. I'll go ahead and answer it, Mr. Costa, since you have a moment of pause. Hell yeah! F yeah! Let's go! Lions! Let's go, Lions! We don't even need to hear the disdain from Jim Costa, the pause. Oh, I got to think about this. You don't need to think about it. This is a 14-win team in the regular season. This is a team that goes out there and pushes that line. They play with violence. They play with physicality. You don't come into Ford Field and get a win. This team goes to the Super Bowl, and they win it.
Says the man who has the Chiefs number one in his power surge.
Hey, it's an hour
before late. Anybody's played a preseason game. Would you like to respond?
We're supposed to talk.
Fiction.
Oh, fiction. You, why do you hate Lions?
I love this team. They're very, very good. I think the expectation is to win the Super Bowl. But to say they're going to do it when Patrick Mahomes exists.
Eh, you're such a wet blanket.
All right, so you're picking the Chiefs right now to win it. And this isn't your final prediction, like I said.
Correct.
Wow.
Sorry, I let everybody down in the city of Detroit. Maybe you guys feel
that
differently.
Uh-huh. Yep. You can hear the air coming out of it now.
It's 97-1.